Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're taking a look at a section of Psalm 119 and concerning what a loving response looks like. And looking at our loving response to God, but also how that translates into our loving response to one another, to friends, to neighbors, to co-workers, to strangers, to enemies, to all of the people that God would have us interacting with in whatever frequency that that happens. God's desire is that our loving response to Him would grow in our life such that the people around us see His love through us. Today we're going to talk specifically about living with a loving walk, the way we live, and the way we choose to live. Psalm 119, verse 59, as part of David's response to God and his loving response, he says, "I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes." When I first looked at that and did not have my glasses on, and the difficulty with the English language is words look similar, and I thought it was talking about his statues, and I said, "Well, we're not called to build statues of God." And, but then I realized that was my mind and my eyes were missing a letter, and it's statutes, or commands, or laws. And one of the ways that we respond with love to God is that we look at how we're living, and we compare that with God's Word. Not simply for the sake of comparison, but for direction on how we make changes in the way we live. We turn our ways to God's laws. We turn our steps towards His commands. We choose to live with actions that line up with God's Word. The Bible makes it clear that if we love God, then we'll do what He says. And as we consider our loving response to God, when we consider how great God's love is towards us, then a natural response is a loving walk, a daily walk. I've mentioned before and at various places, but probably my favorite character in the Bible, and at least one of the top five, is the character, the person of Enoch. A man we read very little about except that he walked with God and one day he was not. He could not be found on this earth because he walked with God and, well, just continued that walk as God took him to Himself. What an incredible life. And to consider God's desire is that our response to His love is that we would walk with Him in such a manner. And even when death comes upon our body, that walk with God continues. And we show the world that we love God by considering our ways and walking according to His Word. But there's another benefit to that, a benefit to those that are watching. Because when we walk according to God's Word, then our ways ought to show love to others. it ought to express love to others. It's more than just something they see. They ought to experience it through us and from us. What an incredible witness to love like Jesus loves. As he walked earth and he was willing to listen to people, to spend time with people, to encourage people, to bring hope and healing, also to bring words of conviction, words of challenge, words that could be very direct and pointed. Jesus' desire was that all who listened to him would know the Father. He would say that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. The Father and I are one. And then turn around and pray that you and I would be one just as he and the Father are one. And through that and by that, the world would know that we are his disciples. What an incredible walk. What an incredible way to live. It doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't happen through wishful thinking. It doesn't happen simply by osmosis or some wishful hope. It takes a deliberate thought plan. It takes a deliberate recognition. It takes a deliberate response to God's love to say yes. The first part of this verse we're looking at today says, I have considered my ways. I have given careful thought to the way I'm currently living. And when I compare it to God's word, I make the changes necessary to be, well, to be more like Christ, to be more like what it says. And when it says to love your enemies and to do good to those that persecute me, I don't make up excuses as to why I'm not doing that. I make the changes so I begin doing that. That's the loving response to God's word. It's a response that says yes when God's word says yes, and it says no when God's word says no. We don't get the opportunity. We're not given the opportunity to change what God's word says to fit what we want, what we like, what we desire. Instead, God calls us to change what we want, what we like and desire so that it matches his word. We live in a time where God's word continually gets reinterpreted and restated and reformed to fit our sinful choices, to fit our unwise decisions, to fit our selfish desires. And God calls us into this loving response to consider our ways and choose to walk according to his word. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is so great, it calls us almost automatically, once we recognize it and accept it, to live with a loving response. We ought to desire to do what you say, to walk according to your word, to follow your laws and commands. And yet within us, there's a nature that doesn't want to do that. And so God, today I pray that we would be more deliberate about aligning our will, our thoughts, our ways with your word. that we would give careful consideration to our current ways, our current thoughts, our current way of living. And rather than doing the politically correct thing of adjusting your word to fit the way that we're living, that we would adjust the way that we're living to fit your word. Father, help us to fill our minds with the thoughts that please and honor you, so that the words that come out of our mouth would be those that please and honor you, and the actions that come through our hands and our feet, and the things that we do would honor your word. God, today I pray that the people around us would know through every means possible that we have chosen to be obedient to you, that we have chosen to respond to your love. And that this response to your love would be lived out in such a way that the people around us know that we love them and that they are loved by you. Father, even when we look at the life of Jesus and we consider how to share truth, when it's difficult, may we learn that. And even when the truth is uncomfortable, because we or those around us have chosen to live in ways that are contrary to your word, may love always be present. And may our choice to live with a loving walk that obeys your word be such that what we're saying ought to be done is what we're actually doing. Father, as we consider life today, may we use this time with you to prepare for the day and to be ready to obey your word. That we would give thought to those things that we anticipate coming up, and we would be mindful of those things that we have no thought of even happening that may happen. And when they do, may we react according to your word rather than according to our flesh. May the time we spend with you prepare us to represent Jesus well. May it prepare us to walk according to love. May it prepare us to love those who are lovable and those who don't seem to be lovable. Father, may our ways continually be molded into an alignment with your word. May we be students of your word, that we're consistently spending time reading and listening to it, growing in it, walking according to it. Father, today in every opportunity that we have, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus, not just by what we say, but by what we do, by what we choose not to do. Through our words, through our actions, through our attitudes, may Jesus be lifted up, and as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God. so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.